Yes, there is a certain degree of nervousness because it is a very close race. It's too close to call at this point in time, and still things could change in the last weeks and the last days. And there is a fear that at the end of the day, maybe the accident of a Brexit might happen. That, many people believe, will create numerous problems both in the UK but also within the European Union. And a lot of uncertainties because this has never happened before. So one would enter a terrain which is unexplored, which makes people even more nervous with respect to what could happen in the upcoming weeks, months, years.
The caretaker Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy spoke on Wednesday about the possible consequences in the event of a Brexit vote for British expats living in Europe and probably particularly in Spain, where there is a big community. Do you think that if Britain were to exit, that the EU as a whole would apply those kinds of measures, visa restrictions on healthcare, even maybe restrictions on rights to work and travel within the EU bloc? Or do you think it would be left up to individual European countries?
Well, first of all, we don't really know what will happen in case of a Brexit vote on the 23rd of June. There is a clause, obviously, in the treaties saying that there is a possibility to exit the EU, but this clause is a rather general one. So everything would have to be negotiated between the EU and the UK of how the exit would be organized. And there will be thousands of questions which will be posed and will have to be answered. And I think that most of these issues will have to be settled between the EU and the UK so that you will not revert to national decisions. There might be some things which will be decided at national level ultimately, but I think that most things will be decided at European level. The question is what the general attitude will be. And I think that what we will probably witness in case of a Brexit vote is that there will be tough negotiations between the EU and the UK, that they will not want to give the UK an easy ride because there's a fear that that might have a negative domino effect which goes then beyond the UK, affecting potentially also other member states. So this will be, I think, a tough negotiation process, but mostly will be conducted at European level with the UK.
Which brings me on to my next question, the psychological effect of a country leaving the bloc. You've said already that this is unprecedented, but how could it affect the EU, do you think?
It could have multiple negative effects, and one could go and look into individual, even policy areas, and ask what the effects will be. I think at the end of the exercise, you will come to the point that it would be negative in many fields, but I think in more general terms, the EU is going through a difficult period over many years. It is affected by what people now call a polycrisis, many crises which have been accumulated over years. And if there would now be a Brexit crisis, that would add on to the many problems which the EU is already facing. So it would add to a negative sentiment, also a negative public sentiment, which you can feel in many member states. It would have a reputational negative effect among Europeans within the European Union, but also outside the European Union. So in sum, it would have many very fundamental negative effects. At the end of the day, I still think that the EU would be able to cope with it, but it would have a severe effect with a lot of uncertainties. And if you've accumulated many crises, the danger of things moving more fundamentally wrong increases as you add more elements to this polycrisis. And Brexit would be that kind of an additional negative element to what we've already have on the plate.
Who do you think would be worse off, Britain or Europe, if Britain left?
I think that both sides would suffer, and it's very difficult to evaluate who will suffer more. The EU in itself would not be a black box, so in case of a Brexit, it would affect individual member states in different ways. The Spanish, for example, might be affected by the fact that following a Brexit vote, the Scottish issue might come up again, and that might have an effect on Spain. You will have, in countries which have a strong populist right, many of these right-wing populists arguing, see, there is a way out of the European Union, we should follow suit. The financial market in London might be affected. And then there's the general question as to whether it is good for the UK to be outside of the bloc. And I think being inside has also increased the leverage of the UK, both within the European Union, but also beyond Europe. So I think for the UK would also be costly. So it's a negative sum game for all of those involved.